I heard a few Greeks. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Okay. Online students, Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to read verses 15 through 23, and then we're going to pray. Amen. The caption in my Bible, it says, prayer for revelation. Amen. Prayer for revelation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ready? Everybody's got it? Okay, let's read. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's stand up. Glory, 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 glory. Let's thank God for that. Hallelujah. For giving us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We come in the name of Jesus, giving you praise and honor and glory, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit who's helping us right now to pray, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that the eyes of our understanding are being enlightened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord God. Yes, Lord. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. The hope of our calling, Lord. Ala la la ma kishandari. Ala la la ma kandara ma hiri me sandara bakaha. Ala la la ma nere be nere bo ko shandara bakaya ye here. Ala la la ma kandara ma ki here, Lord God. Ala la la ma ha shandara bakaha. Ama ma 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 nere be nere, Lord God. The riches of the glory of our inheritance in the saints. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The exceeding greatness. Glory, glory. Exceeding greatness of your power, Lord God. To us who believe, Lord. Thank you. Alalala mahashandara makahaya. Alalala malalakandara mahiya, Lord God. Alalala makashandara bakaya, you're here. Alalala makashandara bakaya, you're here, Lord God. We thank you. Alalala mahandara bedeya. Alalala mahanala here, Lord God. Alalala makashandara bakaya, you're here. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Show, Lord. Andarabaka shandarabaka haya. Alalama anderebedeya. Alalama kashandarabaki here. Yeah, de. We believe we receive, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We believe we receive. Glory, Lord. Glory, glory. Oh, my. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Rababa Hashanda Rabakaha. Ama mama mande de de de. Ama mama mama mande de de de. Ama mama mande de de de. Ha ha. Ala la la makashanda rabakahaya. Ala la la makala la kanda la mayasia. Shala la la makanda la maha. Ala la la makanda rabaki here, Lord God. Prayer for revelation, Lord. Ala la la makishanda rabakaya. Yes, Lord God. And wisdom, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, no, 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 moko shanda rabaka haya. Alalande. Alalala maki shanda rabaka ha. Alalala mahanda rabaka ha. Alalala maka shanda rabaka ha. Alalala makanda namahia. Alalala maka shanda rabaka ha. Alalala mahalala kanda namayasi. Alalala makalala kinda rabaka ha. Alalala maha shanda rabaka ya yehia. Alalala bande rebede loga. Alalala makashanda rabaka ye ye here. Alalanda rebe here, Lord. Alalalanda rebe here, Lord God. Alalala makashanda rabaka ye ye here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I always like to come early and spend some time going over my notes and praying, you know, for this class. And I was sitting over there, and it's like all of a sudden I had this urge to, you know, to make sure that all the students here in Darrow and the students who are watching or viewing online, understand the vision, the mission, the purpose of this class. You know, we talked about it in the beginning. This is just not to fill up the time. Prayer is so important to the life of a believer. Amen. We must pray. I always tell the students that everything that you see here on this campus was saturated with prayer before it came into being, before it was manifested. Apostle is a man of prayer. He prays hours at a time, and he understands, you know, that if we are gonna get to where God has intended us to be, we are gonna have to pray. Amen. In this class, my desire, my hope, is that we all begin to learn how to pray more effectively. There's no such thing as, you know, we got it. No, every day. Every day we're learning something even more, and it's more deeper. I mean, if anybody had told me that last year, I would be learned so much last year, just from Apostle. You know, he told us about not praying just from heaven to earth, but that we've been already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and that we are to pray from heaven to earth, not from earth to heaven. Amen. And then I learned about the courts. You know, like I tell everybody, you know, that just changed my life. But as we learn to pray more effectively and begin to see results, that's what it's all about. You know, getting results in our prayers. Then we're going to be more confident in our praying. Amen? And the more confident we are, then the more we're going to be able to pray, and then the more we're going to be able to get results. Amen? I started reflecting on what our author was sharing with us last week on spiritual warfare. And it's like I just became just overwhelmed. I said, oh, my God. You know, I don't know if I got it over to everybody, you know, how important this is and what the author is really, really saying to us. You know, and then the main thing was that, you know, he was saying this Christian life, the life of a Christian, we got to start thinking about it more from a military. I like that word, instead of army, from a military, you know, standpoint, that we are soldiers and that we have to start thinking like a soldier and acting like a soldier. You know, we have to be alert. We have to be diligent. We have to be bold and we have to be courageous, right? Amen. Because that's what we see those individuals in the military doing. You know, we're not just sitting by playing patty cake, waiting for Jesus to come. No, no. We're supposed to be taking territory for the kingdom. Amen. It's all about God and it's all about the kingdom of God. And God has us here. You know, we read a couple of scriptures last week, I think it was one over in Jeremiah. You said, before you were born, I knew you, and I ordained you. One of the things that Apostle has been sharing with us is that we have to stop looking at it as if he was just talking to Jeremiah. Amen? He's talking to you, and he's talking to me. He's saying, before you were formed in the belly, I knew you, and I have ordained you. You are here for a purpose. You have an assignment. That's what he's telling you. You know, we can't just look at it and just say, oh, yeah, that's what he said to Jeremiah. No, that's what he's saying to us. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Okay, we all have an assignment from God. And a part of that assignment is to build up the kingdom of God. Amen? You know, Mr. Bounds, you know, said that we're supposed to be frustrating the enemy. Amen. We're supposed to be making him just so disgusted. Like, I thought I had him. You know, I thought I had him. No. Amen. We know how to pray. We know how to get in touch with God. So what I'm going to do tonight, you know, I'm going to go over a few things that we went over last week so that I can feel more confident that everybody understands, you know, what it is that the author was saying and what it is that we're supposed to be doing. Now, I did bring in a few things that the author did not talk about. I gave y'all a couple of scriptures last week. I said our fight is not against people, remember? And I said, according to Ephesians 6 and 12, you know, our fight is against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. I explained that it's not a physical fight. Amen. Our foe, believe it or not, is an invisible foe. Amen. You know, you can't see these principalities. You can't see these powers. You can't see these rulers of the darkness of this world. But I want you to know they are there. Amen. You know, I like it when Apostle has taught us about the spirit realm. You know, he says there's a lot of traffic. Amen. There's good traffic and there's bad traffic. Amen. It's not just angels in the spirit realm. There are also demons. Amen. I'm going to show you all a scripture. I'm going to show you a scripture tonight. And it's like, when I saw it, it's like, man, look at this. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's a fight. There's a spirit realm. And we have enemies. But he's not after you per se. He is after, he's upset with God because he was dethroned. And what he wants to do is stop us from reaching our full destiny, from fulfilling our purpose in God. That's what it's all about. That's, remember, I shared with you, I said, Dr. Leroy Thompson Jr. in camp meeting, you know, he says, we don't have problems. All we have is distractions. And what he's trying to distract you from is God's perfect will being fulfilled in your life. He does not want that to happen because he says, well, if I could stop them, then God will not be glorified. Amen. He won't be magnified. And that's what he's all out for. So we shared that. And then I told you, I said, the only fight you're in, it's a faith fight. 1 Timothy 6 and 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Amen. We're not fighting, again, flesh and blood, the good fight of faith. And that fight is believe in God's word, no matter what. When we receive that word, that's it. That settles it. God's word is true. And then when I said, the battle is not yours, God said that. And we looked at 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we read where the Lord says this to you. Be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen? Amen. Okay, I told you about the invisible foe. Now, our enemy, according to our author, he is ever alert. Amen? He does not sleep, if you can imagine that. He is seeking to entrap, to deceive, and to ruin the souls of men. And if you'll remember, I told you that he was relentless. He does not give up. You know, he'll come one time. If he don't get you that time, then he'll come back again. And then he'll come back again. And, you know, there's no limit to how many times he can come back. We saw with Jesus, he came three times, you know, to tempt him. So if he came three times with Jesus, you know he's going to at least come three times. That's the way I figured it. You know, he's going to at least come three times. You know, he can't do anything less. Amen? And then we have to do exactly what Jesus did. Jesus says, it is written. Amen? It is written. And then he says, it is spoken. Amen? Y'all remember that. All right. The author said, you know, this is not this Christian life is not a picnic or a holiday. This life demands putting out the full energy of the Spirit, there it is, in order to frustrate the foe, our enemy. Amen? Frustrate him. And to come out at last more than a conqueror. The author said, how ignorant, you know, some Christians seem to be of the enemies he must encounter if he is to serve God faithfully, if he's to succeed. I mean, you know, some people just don't know. They, like I told you, there's some people who believe that when they became a Christian, it was going to be a life of ease. They weren't going to have any battles to fight. Everything was just going to happen automatically. Amen? But, you know, now we're understanding that we do have an enemy, and he is trying to stop us from fulfilling our purpose in Christ. Amen? He says these Christians, the ones who don't know, they scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose your onward march. That's what they're doing. They're opposing you. He hardly realizes that they will defeat him utterly unless he gives himself to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. You know, this is why we don't win sometimes. You know what I'm saying? First of all, we don't know we have an enemy. We don't understand how he operates. And then we say, oh, prayer don't work. Yeah, prayer worked. You just didn't work it. Amen? It works when you work it. The Christian life today, we find that, you know, according to the author, that there's a defect, that we're not thinking in a military standpoint, a frame of mind. He says what's lacking, the soldier element, that's what he calls it, the soldier element is missing. The discipline, we know that. The self-denial, the spirit of hardship, it's lacking in a lot of Christians today. We just don't see people who are disciplined. We don't see people deny self and have that spirit of hardship. Everybody want everything instant. Amen. Instant. All right. Let me see here. We talked a little bit last week about knowing your enemy. Well, first of all, knowing who you are. Who you are, what you have, and what you can do. And then knowing and understanding your enemy. Y'all remember that? He says, then he must know something of his foe, the adversaries of his immortal soul. He must know something about their strength. The enemy has some strength. Amen. Their skill. He's very cunning, deceptive, and their viciousness. Knowing something of the character of the enemy and realizing the need for preparation to overcome them, then the Christian is prepared to hear what Paul wrote in Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. He says, prayer and more prayer adds to the fighting qualities and the more certain victories of God's good fighting men. This is what our author says. The power of prayer is most forceful on the battlefield. And remember, we talked a little bit about the battlefield. You don't just go out there and start fighting. We go to the courts of heaven. You pray first. And then you get instructions from God. And then you're ready to go to the battlefield. Amen? Amen. That's important. I want y'all to remember that and understand that. You know, when an attack comes, just step back. You know, Apostle is always telling us no true emergencies. And then pray. You know, give this to God. Again, you know, I think I told y'all last week, now, Lord, how you want to handle this. What you want me to, Apostle gave us some points. He says, and I don't know if I wrote them in here. I need some people to help me. I know the first one was God already knows what he's going to do. And he gave us scriptures for that. And then he says, we are to ask, what would you have me to do? Remember that? And then after, what would you have me to do? Whatever he says to you, do it. Remember? Y'all remember that? And then, let me see, this had been done, you know, after they had done this, this was when they, he told them about cashing that in. He said, we toiled all the night and taking nothing, but nevertheless, at thy word. And the Bible says, and when they had this done, amen, they caught a multitude of fish. So, you know, we got to do whatever God tells us. When we say, what would you have me to do? We got to do it. Amen. And then he took us to Psalm, I think it was 1 and 3, whatsoever you do is prosper. Amen. I believe I remember that. Hallelujah. It meant something to me. You know, it really, see, that's what happened. And this is what Apostle wants us to do. You know, he's not just up there teaching and preaching just for us to say hallelujah and go home and forget it. No. I mean, that was so important to me. I see it. I said, okay, now, where did I miss it? I said, now, Lord, I know I say, you know, how do you want to handle it? What you want to do about it? But I say, did I say, what would you have me to do? You know, what are my instructions? You know how you know when you just need instructions? You know how you know when you just need directions? I mean, you heard. You can have a word from God. But along with that word, I heard Apostle say that too, there has to be instructions. Amen. A lot of times, you know, we get all excited because we got a word from God. You know, it's like, hallelujah, glory to God. But it's something new. It's always something you have to do. Amen. And then you can ask God, and sometimes it's going to come from your man or your woman of God. You know, they're going to give you some instructions. Amen. But always when you receive that word, look for your instructions. Amen. I need you to turn to Romans 15. The power of prayer is most forceful. That's what our author says. On the battlefield, in the midst of noise and strife of the conflict. That's the way he said it. But he starts off, now this is something that I want everybody online to grasp. Romans 15, and he gave us verses 30 and 31. Okay, before we read it, let's see. Paul is described as a great soldier. The question is asked, what strength can be added to the energy of his own prayers? What strength could be added to Paul's prayers? He's a soldier, amen, a great soldier. So what strength? This is what the author says. He says, the answer is the prayers of others. Amen. The prayers of others. Romans 15, 30 and 31. And it says, now this is Paul writing, amen? He's writing to the Romans. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers. Look at that. To God for me. Why? That I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea
and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. Amen? So, you know, this is what he's saying, you know, and the author is explaining to us, it's so important for us to pray for our pastor, our bishop, our apostle, our prophet, whoever is over us. Yeah, they're praying for themselves. Amen? But he says here that when we add our prayers to their prayers, you see, they're praying for us. Amen? And so now we have to pray for them. He says, even the prayers of his fellow believers, these he believes will bring him additional aid. He can then win his fight, and I had in parentheses, of faith, overcome his adversaries, and ultimately prevail. Now, I want y'all to see something. Zechariah chapter 3. This was amazing. This was just like, oh, my God, look at this. I got to share this with the class. I get so excited, you know, that I can bring y'all something. I say, oh, look at this. I got to show them this. I got to show them. Zechariah chapter 3. Not Zephaniah. He's not far, but it's the Z-E-C-H-A-R-I-A. And this is just a word concerning Joshua. I don't believe it's the same Joshua that we know, but it says Joshua the high priest. That's the little caption in my Bible. Y'all got it? Okay. Verse 1. And he showed me the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. And look who else is there. And Satan standing at his right hand. Why? To resist him. Amen? This is talking about the high priest. Satan is standing right there to resist him. Verse 2, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? And I think I read it in the Amplified. Because I didn't know. I said, what are you talking about here, the brand? I think it's a piece of wood when he says that brand plucked out of the fire. But the main thing is our pastors, our apostles, our prophets, they have principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness that's trying them and stop them from fulfilling the vision that God had given to them. And we have to pray for them. Amen? Just like they pray for us, we have to pray for them. That's one of the things, you know, I know not everybody's from Word of Life Christian Center, but for our apostle. We have been praying for him for years and years and years. And believe it or not, I know this lesson is coming from Ephesians chapter 6. But Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 through 20 is what we pray a lot of times for our apostle. Praying always with all prayer and supplicate and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And we say, and for our apostle, that utterance may be given unto him, that he may open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which he is an ambassador in bonds, that therein he may speak boldly or to speak. So we can all pray that for our pastors, for our apostles, for the prophets, whoever is over you in your church. They need our prayers also. Amen? Amen. And so when I saw that, I said, look at Mr. Bonds. He's saying that was asking fellow believers to pray for him. Amen? And that's what we just saw in Romans 15, 30 and 31. There was something else I wanted to show you in that. Let me look at it and see. I'm not gonna tell you to go back there yet. Oh. Verse 29, go back to Romans 15. There's sometimes when I was praying for apostle, I would say, and I am sure that when our apostle comes unto us, he comes in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Amen. Because, you know, see, Paul said, I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. So I say, when my comes unto us, amen, he comes in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Amen? Glory to God. So, you know, that's the way I like to pray for him. That's not the only scriptures that we pray. We also pray 1 Thessalonians 1 and 4. Our gospel comes not unto us in word only, but in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as we know what manner of man our apostle is among us for our sake. As we know. Amen? See, you have to know about your pastor, your prophet, your bishop, your apostle who's open. Yeah. Glory to God. And pray for them. Yeah, that power and that much assurance. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He says, the Christians, and we may have gone over this, you know, we have to pray in all seasons. Remember I told you good times and bad times. And we talked about how we know time they pray is when there's a crisis. You know, they didn't know how to run to God in the trouble. But, you know, when things are good, that should be our most fervent prayer. And it should be the prayer of thanksgiving and the prayer of praise. Thank you. All is well. Amen? Amen. All seasons. He says the Christian soldier must be as intense in his praying as he is in his fighting. Amen? See, we think we got to fight. No. Your intensity should be just as much in your praying as it is in your fighting. For his victories will depend on his praying, amen, than on his fighting. The more you pray, the more victorious. Now, it's not based on how much you fight. Amen? Glory to God. Then, and I have touched on this, and I was surprised that I in this chapter of spiritual warfare, and he talks about watchfulness. Amen? Watchfulness. And when I said it, I was sharing with you that the Bible tells us, even in Ephesians 6, to watch and pray. Watch and pray. And I said, you know, when we're praying, we're supposed to be listening to it. Amen? Amen. Not just praying, but God is going to speak. And then keep your pen, keep your pad. And then as he speaks, write it down. Amen? The author says, watchfulness and perseverance must mark every activity of the Christian. Amen. The soldier's prayer must reflect his profound concern for the success and well-being of the whole army. I put in my margin maturity. Amen. You see, praying, we no longer just pray for ourselves. Amen. We're praying for the whole army of God. I don't remember when I noticed that my prayer began to change, and I started thanking God not only for my victory that I know of. I began to pray not just for me, but for Word of Life Christian Center, for every member, for every home, for every family. See. And I didn't know what I was doing. I'm going to be honest with you. I really didn't know what I was doing, but I just felt led to be praying right now. Not just for me and my four. Amen? No longer for me and my four, but to be concerned about the entire, first of all, not the body of Christ. Because one of the things that we pray for, one of the targets that we have is the Jewish people. Amen? Normally, in corporate prayer, we lift up our partners. We lift up our missionaries. You know, this is when you know you're maturing in prayer, because it's no longer just a focus on you. Amen? He says, we got to be concerned about the whole army, the whole body. And be concerned that we want everybody to win. You know, that's the whole point. We want everybody. I don't want to just win. I don't want to just be victorious and more than a conqueror. I want my sisters and brothers to be more than a conqueror also. Amen? And, you know, I think I've talked a little bit in this class about, and that's what intercession is. That's when you're standing in the gap and you're making up the hedge for your sister and your brother. And Dr. Montrell did an excellent job, I think it was last year sometime, because a lot of times when we thought we were interceding, we thought we were, you know, looking at the person and I'm interceding. He says, what you're actually doing, you're taking their place. Amen? Like if they're standing here, that you're standing in front of them and, you know, you're going to God on their behalf as if it's them. Now that makes a difference. As if it's them. You know, because a lot of times when depending on the severity of the attack, they don't have the strength to do it for themselves. And that's where we as Christians have to come in. We have to intercede. We have to stand in the gap on their behalf. Sometimes, you know, baby Christians, you know, I don't say, you know, it's not kingdom, but baby Christians, they need us to intercede for them. Amen? They're babies. The same way you would do for a physical baby that can't feed himself, change his diaper. Yeah, we got to do that for some of our baby Christians in prayer. Amen? Amen. And stop fussing about them. They need to grow up. Yeah, they need to grow up. But in the meantime, we're going to pray for them. Amen? Amen. Amen. He says the battle is not altogether a personal battle. That's what we have to understand. Victory cannot be achieved for self alone. That's what the author, he points out. He says, the cause of God, their woes and trials, their duties and crosses, all should find a pleading voice in the Christian soldier when he prays. You should be praying for others. Amen? Now, this, he says, nothing dries up so certainly and completely. Nothing poisons the fountain of spiritual life so effectively, and nothing acts in such deadly fashion as selfish praying. Oh, oh. Well, I mean, you know, we've all done it. I did it too. That's mama, bless daddy, bless all my sisters and brothers. Amen. You know, that was before I knew. I didn't know. And so, you know, for people who don't know, I mean, y'all going to be held accountable now. Y'all know. But for people who don't know, that's what you do. You go to God to get your needs met. Amen. You're not thinking at that time. You're thinking about me. Amen. But now we see here that number one, I mean, now this is, I got to go over this. Selfish praying, okay, it drives up spiritual blessings. Look at that. Drive them up and poison the fountain of spiritual life and acts in such deadly fashion. It's deadly to just do nothing but selfish praying. Lord, bless me. I know Jabez prayed it. I understand. And it's okay. You got to get beyond it. And I think I might have put maturity there also. You know, we're talking about growing up. Amen. Growing up, I have no idea what time it is. Is that right? I got 3 minutes. Oh, I thought I was going to be able to finish this. Okay, I'll go down when our author is talking about watching. He says in the New Testament, and I've skipped a couple things. I'll go back next week. In the New Testament, there are three. This is in your book, so you don't need to write it. He says the first means absence of sleep and implies a wakeful frame of mind. That's watch, as opposed to listlessness. It is a command to keep awake, attentive, vigilant. Amen? That's what he means by watch. Fully awake. A state induced by some rousing. You know, like wake up, boy, wake up. active. Cautious effort, less through carelessness or laziness, some destructive calamity should suddenly evolve. You know, like when there's a hurricane or a tornado, and wake up. You don't wake up, you know, you could be out of here. Amen. And then the third word, he says, it means to be calm, collected in spirit, unemotional, untouched by confusing circumstances, cautious against all pitfalls and diversions. These are the definitions that our author watch. And he says, watchfulness is a fundamental principle with Christ's warrior. Watch and pray. Matthew 26:41. He cannot dare to be asleep at his post. Such a lapse brings him not only under the displeasure of the king, but it also exposes him to added danger. So you see what happens sometimes? You know, we're not watching. You know, not only are we not praying, but we're not watching either. Amen? We're not alert. We wanna sleep. We want to eat. You know, everything else other than pray. Amen. Hallelujah. He says two of these words that we just defined for watch are used in prayer. They're used in connection with prayer. Watchfulness intensified is a necessity of prayer. Watchfulness must guard and cover the and prepare him for prayer. I think I better stop. Amen. 3 seconds been gone, huh? I'm sorry about that. I don't know. Is that correct? I mean, y'all think that's right? Is it about 10 after? Okay, yeah, that's amen. We'll finish this. We only have a little bit for next week, and then I'll decide where we go from there. Amen? Amen. Y'all be blessed.